The Tampa City Council clarified their law today on solicitations from city roadways, a law that a local newspaper and their vendors feared could hurt their ability to sell papers on street corners. First Amendment attorney James Lake represents the Tampa Tribune. He said of the two proposals before the council, he disliked one that would require that all vendors would need to check in with the police 2 weeks in advance.
Businesses such as Mr. Kemp's, who sell newspapers on Tampa's roadways, would have to provide their name and address to the city. They'd have to provide the locations, the dates and hours, and an indemnification agreement from each solicitor. That's all required by option one. Now, our newspaper is sold on Sundays by independent contractors such as Mr. Kemp at locations throughout the city. Locations can change. It's difficult to predict far in advance where people might want to buy the paper, and the particular people who sell the paper, the individuals who are out there, that changes on any given Sunday.
The council then heard from a series of people who sell papers on Sundays. They overwhelmingly asked that the board not rule in a way that could prevent them from making extra cash, such as Sonia Long.
I'm a graduate of Florida A&M University School of Business and Industry, and I've had to find a way to supplement my income. And it has become relying on the St. Pete Times doing this on Sundays. It is something that helps me be able to make it through the month, through the week, when I have other responsibilities. I've had to take a cut back in pay. And this is something that has been able to help me provide for my family, my three kids.
A man named Shannon said that selling newspapers was helping him out a little bit.
I came from a job making $30,000 to $40,000 a year. Now I'm selling newspapers to pay what? One bill or two bills a week? If you take this from me, you're just cutting more jobs. So please think about it.
Dave Driscoll is an independent contractor for the St. Petersburg Times. He says he contracts out work to 175 people every Sunday in Hillsborough County to sell the newspaper and appeal to the council's concerns regarding safety.
Over the last 4 years, there has been two incidences on street corners of a minor incident over a 200-week period, which is a pretty good track record as far as safety goes. I just hope the council looks at the desire of these people to actually work and earn income for their families when you go back and look at the review.
George Harris says he's seen people die on the streets of Tampa, but not from selling newspapers.
People in Tampa drive crazy anyway. Now, let's cut the safety issue out. We got common sense. We ain't going to try to get hit trying to sell paper.
A new study released this week by the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute found that when truck drivers texted, their collision rate was 23 times greater than when not texting. Councilman Charlie Miranda said there were several things he thought were more dangerous in the current situation of allowing men and women to sell newspapers from street corners.
The dangers that we have in somebody being in the right of way, in my opinion, it's 1/1,000,000th of a degree to the danger that we have by individuals eating in their car while driving, using a cell phone, texting to somebody.
The only member of the council who wanted to add more teeth to the two options that the city's legal staff brought before them was Joseph Catano, who represents the new Tampa region.
I'm not opposed to adopting something that's going to be safe for the people. But when I see a gentleman sleeping on the side of the road in a chair like this holding a newspaper, we can't have that. Right. They litter the roadway. It's filled with those little plastic ribbons that tie up the newspapers, and they're not cleaned up. It's a mess. And once Bruce B. Downs starts to be remodeled, it is being remodeled right now, they really don't have any place to be standing. So someone definitely is going to get hurt.